Hey, hey, my fellow dream chasers, it's Princess Fizz here. Welcome to another episode of I Have a Dream Show, bringing you multimillionaires from around the world to hear their unique journeys to success, great business wisdom, free mentoring and inspiration. Now, if you're looking to boost your online presence as a small business owner and stand out from the noise, you have to check out my free 10-day course on how to create an amazing web TV show or podcast for any industry. Go to becomeamediapreneur.com and get instant access to the course, and I'll get you ready for launch within 10 days. If you've seen my web TV shows and love my makeup, check out Moonstruck 3D Fiber Lashes, which is the best-selling product by Unique, at ihaveadreamshow.com/beauty. And if you prefer to watch the video shows, then you can go to ihaveadreamshow.com/shows, where there's a library of all the I Have a Dream shows to date. So now take out your notepads and enjoy the show. Today's theme is engineering our divinity. And I've been so excited for my guest today. Since I, we arranged for my guest to come onto the show, I just couldn't wait. I've been counting down the hours. He's an amazing guy. He's 25 years old, guys, 25 years old. And he's built his business from scratch. And I've had the pleasure of meeting him in the UK events that he's held. And all I can say, he always provides immense value at his events. And I've just gone away just completely inspired. So I had to bring him onto the show and share his story with you. It's Shakir Hussain. We're both proud members of Empower Network. Thank you, Shakir, for joining the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much for having me. So, again, I have no idea what I'm supposed to be talking about. However, we could get on with the topic. And just before, you know, I get on and I share about how someone can go from literally nothing to creating their own reality, living a life of their own dreams. Just want to take you back, say, 4 years ago and share my quick story. I'll try and make it quick. My story of how I went from being slaving away in a construction site in the streets of East London, next to a place called Tower Hamlets, and that's pretty much where I grew up. And growing up, you know, I've always felt as if there was just something way bigger than me that I was, put on this place to do, you know, and not just go the typical route of going to school, college, university, trying to get a 9-to-5 job. And against my parents' wishes and my friends and family, in my final year of university, I actually dropped out. I dropped out because I figured out there are all these people living their dream life, traveling around the world, making a ton of money online and leveraging online business models. And it really piqued my curiosity on how does someone do that? You know, how does someone who's, regardless of age, background, gender, how do they create an income that fuels their lifestyle? And so obviously I was put into this path of online marketing, internet marketing, whatever you want to call it, the home business arena. And I remember thinking to myself, you know, I'm just going to come in and I'm just going to learn a bunch of stuff and start making money. And rest assured, it wasn't like that. You know, I was overwhelmed. I ended up buying tons of courses. You know, you can see a whole bunch of courses behind me. I've got like two bookshelves. But the books that I invest in, courses I invest in now, in the beginning when I didn't have no money, I was borrowing from friends, family, and all I was doing was spending 15-hour days, you know, just working this whole internet marketing thing, learning SEO, learning PPC, PPV, every damn kind of traffic strategy out there, until I realized that you got to have the fundamentals in place. And the fundamentals start with having the right business model for you, having the right mindset, having the right mentor, and doing the right actions, you know, taking the right action steps. Just yesterday, I was actually, and here's another concept as well that we'll discuss, is the need for speed, the need to get things done very fast, the need to achieve things at a fast rate. Because let's get real, who really wants to spend the next 5 or 10 years trying to make, you know, the first 100K? You know, I've been blessed to make my first million at the age of 24, and in total I've been doing this I've been in this industry for around 4 years now, literally 4 years. And before that, I didn't have any clue as to what internet marketing was or any of that stuff. You know, I did sell a few things on eBay, and then I ran out of things to sell on eBay. So yesterday I have a client. So I have this high-end consulting thing, and one of our clients pays me $22,000, right, for consulting and a bunch of traffic and whatnot. And that stuff is cool, but I always want to dig in to find out why is it that someone, you know, decides to give me a lot of money, decides to buy my stuff, decides to invest in my training. And, you know, I ask him, you know, what is it about me that made you send me $22,000? I mean, we actually never spoke on the phone as well.
Excellent question, yes.
So it was just, because I wanted to understand his mindset and his own insights. And one of the things he said was that your messaging was so clear, and it was clear that you get it. It was clear that you get it, and you're only 25 years old. I'm not saying that age is a factor. However, he said the fact that you've done it in 4 years gives me belief that I can do this myself too. And I remember when I got started, you know, I used to see all these people talking about how they've been in an industry for 10 to 20 years, and they couldn't make, you know, they only made the first million or first six figures after 10, 20 years. And I just knew early on, I'm not going to spend, you know, if I had to, I probably would, but I don't want to be spending the next 10 to 20 years to make my first million online. And I'm pretty sure that if you're watching this, this resonates with you, and you're like, yeah, this makes sense, right? So, you know, and I got a really good understanding of his mindset, his struggles, and this is something that I've realized that most people don't understand. Most people don't have any sort of empathy, and it's all right. In the beginning, you know, we're all in our own head. We're trying to pay bills. We're trying to impress our friends and family, but it's very crucial that you understand empathy, and empathy is really just understanding another human being, and when you can take yourself out from your own ego and your own biases and your own thinking, and you can put yourself into someone else's shoes and see the world through their shoes, you can now connect with people at a much deeper level. You can now communicate much more effectively, and you can make people do the right things. So if you're trying to sell your product or home business, or you want someone to join you inside Empower Network, then it's much more effortless and easier if you understand and you practice empathy and really understanding your target market and who is it that you're talking to, how is it that you can communicate to them. And so that's kind of very important that I've realized in my journey. I'm actually home, so I'm going to have my sister was like, you know, why do people, how do you work from home? Well, you guys will have to put up with it. So that's basically what I've seen as to kind of having the mindset. As opposed to creating success, creating a life where you can make your dream income, whether it's $10,000 a month, $100,000 a month, or $300,000 a month, it's all the same principles. You know, first you got to get clear on why is it that you want to create something bigger than yourself. And you do have to have something bigger than yourself. If it's, I want to buy a new car, and I want to, you know, it's all right, it'll get you to a level. You want to have these huge goals that will drive you even at the times of hardship and when things don't work out. When you have big goals, that's what gives you that self-esteem. That's what gives you that self-worth. That's what gives you that power to keep moving forward even when things don't work out. And I realized this early on. When I first got into this industry, I spent probably about $40,000 before I was making any real money. And no matter what anyone said, no matter what anyone, you know, whether it's my friends, family, anyone, whatever they said, you know, I just kind of went through here, I came out here, because I just had a vision. I just had something way bigger than myself, and I just wanted to impact more people. And, you know, 4 years down the road, I've been able to now just create an amazing, amazing life, so where I literally have no one to answer to, and I pretty much do whatever the heck I want. So it's pretty cool. Now, as to where you may be, you know, if you're starting out brand new or you're in this space, and usually takes maybe 6 to 12 months for the average person, sometimes even up to 2-3 years to kind of get a grasp on what is happening how does this whole internet marketing thing work, first realized that this is, oh my God, someone turned the Hoover on. So you will have to give me 1 second.
The pleasures of working from home.
Amma! Amma!
Yeah, these things happen.
Oh, I love it. Awesome.
Yeah, when I'm in London, I come and live with my parents, and I've got a whole bunch of places I'm traveling to in the next few months. That should be fascinating. So back to what I was saying regarding what the hell was I talking about?
ruined
my flow. So, no, what I was talking about in
can I? I'm sorry, Shakir, you're making so many excellent points here that I just want to tap on. First of all, Shakir, I just want to know, at your young age, what is it that inspired you to break away from the matrix in a way? Like, you know, the system that's set for the majority that people are so comfortable with, and they don't explore other things. What is it that made you break away from that and actually start your own, creating your own reality?
You know what? I actually just, there was a lot of things. In the beginning, I wanted to make a lot of money. And don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with trying to make a lot of money. And I still do. I'm very blessed and grateful for that. But in the beginning, it was kind of all about money, money, money. And I really quickly realized, because I had mentors, I had coaches, I had the right people guiding me. You know, and I think that's really important. A lot of people, they are always following the wrong guru. They are always following the wrong, just like whatever, you know, whether it's a stupid ClickBank product or a Warrior Forum offer, whatever it is, they're not in that right space where they even know who they're following, you know. So early on, I realized that you got to learn how to add value to yourself first. So you got to learn a skill, a training. You got to be an expert at least at one thing. Okay, so obviously you're an expert at doing these Google Hangouts, you know, being the reporter, attracting the right people to come onto your show and share with your audience, right?
Yeah.
Now, if you obviously, if you've built goodwill and trust, which I know you have, and that's why hundreds of people tune into this, and I'm going to share this out to potentially thousands of people, you know, people will look at this and say, okay, I've got the value, you know, I now know I can trust these two people on the other side of the world, and if they decide to sell something, I'm more inclined to buy it, right? Yeah, I mean, more inclined to join their programs, listen to their advice, stay subscribed to their list, all of these kind of things. And so in the beginning, I struggled at first. I couldn't get a grasp on how any of this stuff worked. I mean, I really didn't like using the internet. I used to only use the internet for eBay. As far as I can remember, that was the internet for me. And you know, you ask, how did I get to where I am at the age of 25? Number one, I found the right mentors. And the right mentors taught that you add value to yourself, and then you go and leverage that right value to the right marketplace. Okay, so obviously I learned internet marketing, and I've mastered solo ads. And obviously that's why I have my soloadsagency.com, which is the premium place to buy done-for-you traffic, you know. And I became very good at driving traffic via solo ads, and this is why I could go out and teach people. And so when people join me specifically in a home business or in a direct sales company, they know, okay, this guy understands business, this guy understands ROI, this guy understands solo ads or whatever it may be, a form of advertising that will help people get fast results. And that's one of the reasons why they flock to join me. So that's kind of the overview in a nutshell. You know, if you're starting out, you got to learn a skill, you got to add some value to yourself, and then go and share that with your subscribers, teach them. You know, you can even teach them like this, these Google Hangouts. I don't really do this, but
yeah,
Fizz has been on to some of my live events in London, mm-hmm. and, you know, we connected well, so I just wanted to give some value, and she's been bugging me, to be honest.
No, I've actually pulled his arm, literally. You're right, Shakir. So it's all about adding, because the thing is, wealth is measurable, right? But knowledge isn't. So you have to put yourself in a place of such knowledge and value that people follow you. It's a law of attraction as well, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's funny, I was actually giving the law of attraction. Where is it? There's the secret.
Love it.
I have a whole bunch of other stuff. There's tons of books that I'm always reading. But yeah, regarding law of attraction, you know, really it is down to what do you want, how clear are you, and how bad do you want it? You know, a lot of people, they stop at the first instant on when they get a roadblock. You know, I got started and all I was doing was hitting these roadblocks, and I could see all of the other friends that actually started off with me, they quit very early on. They just couldn't handle the pressure, they couldn't handle... Mm-hmm. And I was like, I mean, there's just no way in hell am I going to quit. And, you know, it didn't even take me. I say within my first 12 months, I had my first $40,000 month in sales, which was like in January 2010, which seems like a lifetime ago. And, you know, it's just one of those things. If you stick at it long enough, if you get the right mentoring, the right support, then boom, you've got more chance than everyone else. Now, regarding to as to what the heck you should be doing, obviously one of the programs that we both market is a program called Empower Network, and currently over 162,000 people have joined it. You know, and it really is a plug-and-play simple system that anyone can just tap into and start getting results. And that's one of the reasons why they've paid out over $62 million in commissions. Now, I'm not sure what your results have been with Empower Network, but obviously I'm one of the top earners inside of Empower Network out of, I don't know, like 150,000, 160,000 members. And one of the key things that attracted me to Empower Network is the entire high-converting sales funnel. Now, if you've been online for any given time, you've realized what it really comes down to is having two things. You know, you need to have traffic, and you need to have a high-converting funnel, which then gives you money. It's really, you have a shop, which is your high converting funnel, and you bring visitors, people from the streets, you know, people online, and you plug them into your shop, and some people will buy and some people won't, and some people will watch videos like this before they make a decision to buy and get all in and join us. Whatever the case, Empower Network has the most congruent, highest converting funnel that I've seen in the marketplace pretty much forever. You know, I've never seen anything like it, and that's why it's growing very fast. And if you're watching this this Google Hangout and you're thinking to yourself, you know, what is it about Empower Network? I see everyone talking about it, you know, I'll tell you right now, in the beginning I didn't even like Dave and Dave. They just want my cup of tea. I remember going to the first event and I'm standing right at the back with my arms crossed, you know, folded, and I was thinking, damn, who the hell are these guys? You know, they came out of nowhere. They're talking about this huge vision. And you know what? 12, 14 months down the line, you know, I've been able to make pretty much over $760,000. Quick income disclaimer, you know, my results are typical. I'm not a typical person. And if you're watching this, you're probably not a typical person as well, because average typical people don't watch Google Hangouts like this, right? So my results will vary from everyone else's. FTC disclaimer. I just have to put that in just so.
Yeah, go below to the bottom of the show, guys, and you'll see income disclaimer. So you can actually click on that after the show. So.
Yeah, so I realized that, you know, once you have a high converting funnel, then it's a matter of positioning yourself in front of that funnel and bringing as much traffic as you can. And really, that's what it comes down to. You know, building a list, getting leads on a day to day basis. And it's so simple to start getting traffic and leads these days. I mean, we could talk about traffic, but maybe we could do for traffic. It's
absolutely, you know,
there's tons of websites out there that you can go for traffic. I'm not really into free traffic. I like to value my time a lot more than just spending hours writing an article, if that makes sense. So, so that's kind of the business stuff. In terms of taking the right action, you ideally want to lay out, you know, everyone knows, like, I have a daily whiteboard over here, right? And I have so many, actually. I have all across my room. But my whiteboard says, you know, what my daily activities, day-to-day things that I got to be doing in order for me to reach my level of success, whatever it is. So every single day, you know, I don't check, wake up most days. I'm not into checking email or checking Facebook. I just get down and down to what I need to create. So this morning I woke up, you know, I did my prayer and that kind of stuff, and then I just wrote down what I need to get done for the day. And then boom, I emailed my list. You know, it took me 40 minutes to write that email. I'm going to do this, you know, and then I've got a few more things. And within probably less than 3 to 4 hours, I don't have to do any work for the rest of the day. And right. I can go out and do whatever the heck I want.
It's a very structured day. You know exactly what you want out of your day, and you reach your peak performance in each day, right?
Yeah. And the easiest way to really understand and not be overwhelmed and bombarded is to cut out all the noise, you know? You got to switch your mindset from being a consumer, buying all these different things, to becoming a producer, where you're actually the one producing, where you're making videos like this, or you're writing emails to your list, or you're generating traffic, or you're creating some sort of content. I mean, that's what differentiates the people that make it and the people that don't make it. It's producing versus consuming. So learn and adapt the mindset of becoming a producer. And yeah, next question.
That's brilliant. Sorry, guys, we've got so many questions actually pouring in, but I'm going to take them at the end of the show because I'm so engrossed in what Shakir is saying, and I've got so many questions for him. But Shakir, we are... Okay, a lot of people, they are so comfortable in their comfort zone, right, that they become blind and deaf to what's going on around them, right? And in a way that they can't break away from that creativity power. What's your advice for them? I mean, how do you make someone aware that they're still in their comfort zone and the repeating habits day in, day out?
Awareness is the most valuable state someone can be in. So practicing being aware, practicing, you know, being in a place where you try and take your, this is advanced stuff, but you kind of take your ego and yourself out of the equation and you start to observe what's going on with you, what's going on around you. One of the things that I've realized, and, you know, a lot of people will say, you know, for my age, I've become somewhat a wise man or whatever. You know, it's because I travel a lot, and when I'm traveling, I travel alone, right? Because I just like spending time by myself. And one of the things that I've come to realize is when you travel by yourself, or when you just sit by yourself for hours and hours, you start to gain this different awareness. You start to tune into what's really happening in the world, what's happening around you, how you're feeling on a day-to-day basis, what thoughts come in, and you, instead of just always being in it, you're out, and you have a bird's eye view of what the heck is going on in my life, in my results, you know. I remember I used to work like 12, 15 hours a day, every single day when I first got started online, just trying to figure this whole thing out. And I was jumping from website to website, buying all these different business opportunities, and it was just like, what the hell is going on? And it went on for good, I don't know, 6 to 8 months, and it was just ridiculous. You know, I was just working my guts out, and I just had nothing to show for it. And I don't know if anyone on the call can relate to that. And then I started, you know, reading a bunch of books and really analyzing, you know, what is it that I want? Where am I right now? And getting clear on exactly where I'm at, you know. So I would do these exercises where I'm at, and I was in like minus $30,000, $40,000 in debt. I had like maybe 400 leads in my AWeber. I had, you know, I don't even know what I had at the time. I pretty much didn't have much, but I did a whole thing of what I had, what I have, and then where I wanted to get to, and, you know, all of the goals there. And you know, you start taking the right steps and the right actions by cutting out the noise, by being aware, by being grateful for what you have, so you're operating from a place of abundance and not scarcity. And sometimes it's hard because we have all these damn bills, and we've got to now start operating a place of abundance. So for me, the easiest way for someone to even appreciate what they have is just to practice gratitude.
Every single day
you wake up, you know, I have, as you can see, here's a gratitude manual, another journal. I just have all these things, and I'm always just grateful. And even if I didn't have anything, I'd still be the happiest kid in the world. And, you know, some people will be thinking, oh, man, but he's got all this money, and he's so successful, and blah, blah, blah. And here's the thing. I was like this even when I didn't have anything. And that's what attracted, and that's how I manifested all these things around me. And I don't ever forget the fact that, you got to be grateful, because what you're grateful for, that's what you attract. So if you're always thinking about bills, if you're always thinking about how much debt you have or things not working out, that's just what you're going to attract more of. The human brain doesn't understand when you're talking about something negative or positive, you know, because it's designed to protect you, it's very attracted to the negative stuff. That's why when you see a headline on the news, you're like, oh, I got to see the news. Or when you see newspapers with the headlines, you know, I don't read any of that stuff. I don't watch TV. I haven't for many years. Every now and then I'll watch the odd program. But it's very key that you get, not even just control, but you just become a little bit aware of the daily thoughts that you're having. You know, are they positive? Are they negative? Are you sabotaging your own success? Because that's what I was doing, you know, and I'd make a little bit of money or a sale here and there, and it just wasn't never consistent. And, you know, it took me a while, I guess probably 1 to 2 years, to get the hang of everything and just realize, you know what, everything's within you. You don't need anything else outside of you. Everything's within you. And if you have that deep desire to get rich, to become successful, to become free, to live life on your own terms, to quit your job, and to answer to no one, you know, I've never found another industry that allows anyone from any background to be able to do all those things.
That's right. That's wonderfully put, Shakir. And as I said, you mentioned so many points that I can tap on. But the gratitude part, I think, is probably the most important, because, I mean, Henry Miller, he said a blade of grass, even given the proper attention, becomes a magnificent world itself. So literally focusing on the beauties of the world around us, it kind of structures you in a way to deliver, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you start operating from a place of, it's just a different mindset. You know, if you're on this call, you're watching this, take the next 7 days out. Every single day, wake up in the morning, don't check your email, and write down 10 things that you're grateful for. Even if you have nothing, you still have access to the internet, you still probably have a computer, you still maybe have some sort of family, whatever the case. But write down those things, and what it does is, as Dan Sullivan likes to put it, it fills the gap. You know, it fills the gap. So what happens is you start your day off already being somewhat fulfilled rather than chasing that need. So I wake up and I've got a big, massive whiteboard actually over there. I can't even show you. Maybe I can show you. Let me see. See that one there?
Awesome. Lovely.
It's humongous, right? It's humongous. I have a huge bedroom here. And on the whiteboard, it says, you know, as soon as I wake up, and I see this pretty much every single day, at the age of 20, I was a construction worker making $55 a day. And then it's got an arrow, and it says 4 years later, financially free and, you know, millionaire and all of this other kind of stuff. And when I see that in the morning, it's not because the you know, it's not about the millions or whatever. It's the fact that I remember where I was and now where I'm at. So every day is a blessing. Every day is in itself is success. Now it's just a matter of what the heck do I want to create.
And that just multiplies, right?
And you want to have that. You want to understand and appreciate everything that you have right now.
Yeah.
And that's what I've seen anyway from my life and from all the people that I've studied and learned from, is that pretty much 98% of the people that I've met that's super successful are some of the most grateful human beings on the planet.
Wonderful. Thank you, Shakir. Take a couple of questions. We've got Stana from Spain, and she's saying that I have got no internet marketing experience and I want to start, but I don't know where to begin. Okay. What would your advice be for her?
My advice would be, see, you could go the traditional route of trying to learn, you know, this HTML, CSS, all this technical jumbo wumbo, which I have no idea what the heck it is, how to work any of that. Or there should be a link down below where you have the opportunity to literally join Empower Network, which is the business opportunity that we both promote, and get started for less than $100. Actually, it's like $25 to get started. And if you think about it, okay, you could spend the next 3 to 6 months learning how to build a website, you know, getting your sites hosted, putting themes on, putting pictures in, and blah, 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 all of this kind of stuff. Or you could bypass that and invest in a program that's fully proven, time tested, and there's tens of thousands of people actively using it. Now, there's not, I don't know of any other program that has the power or, you know, I don't know any other program that has the ability to shortcut someone's success. Just my own friends and family that wanted to start a business, I would recommend that they join Empower Network. Why? Because it gives you plug and play, ready made website and a sales funnel that you can just plug into. So hopefully that answers your question.
Thank you, Shakir. Thank you, Stana, for that question. We've got Rudy. Here's a comment. It's a great show. Thanks, Shakir, for your valuable information. We've got Scott from America, and he's saying that traffic-wise, I'm having problems. What is your advice with traffic?
Okay. Obviously, I'm going to be biased, but I own a website called soloadsagency.com. Yep. That's soloadsagency.com. And we're going to have a link down below or something so someone can just check it out. And basically, what Solo Ads Agency does, it provides done-for-you traffic and done-for-you leads to pretty much any home business, any internet marketing service. And you can just follow up with those leads and then convert them to sales and get them to join the business and etc. So soloadsagency.com is your place to get traffic.
Yes,
and there are 100 other sites, but
but it's actually proven record with Shakir. He's actually an expert in this, and he's got his own agency. So connect with me so I can connect you with Shakir. And also, guys, I think it's really important to invest in this business, right? You need to put money in because, I mean, free traffic and everything's okay, but you want to do things quickly, right, Shakir?
Yeah. So the whole thing with the free traffic is I learned from early on from the guys that that were really making it big that, you know, none of these guys do any free traffic. It's all paid traffic because that's how you scale the business. You know, your ability to put a dollar in and get $5 or $6 back or even $3 back, that's what gives you the ability to now scale that business. You can't do that with articles. You can't do that making YouTube videos. I don't know. I've never heard of anyone that has a scalable business on YouTube or doing article marketing or any of that stuff, or even SEO. You know, you spend 1-2 years doing SEO, time-consuming articles, all of this stuff, and Google will stab you, and that's it. Your sites go down. I mean, it's for me, it's kind of crazy. So I always do, you know, paid traffic. And here's the thing. You know, you can get started with Empower Network and then check out the business model and see all the products inside it. And really understand the power of having a high converting funnel. That's number one. And number two, learning from the people that are actually getting results. You know, I did a 6-hour training inside of Empower Network on solo ads, and that has resulted in potentially hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of sales for me. And just giving the raw value that I could. And, you know, if there's someone who's thinking, oh, you know what, let me see if I dabble in AI or whatever, you know, maybe internet marketing isn't for you. And that's kind of harsh advice, but it's for people that are serious, people that are committed emotionally, financially, mentally. You know, people, I see so many people always making excuses. Again, it comes down to how bad do you want it? And what are you going to do to achieve that? See, when I got started in this industry, the first product that I bought was $400. One of the first products, actually. And they had an instant upsell for something for $2,000.
Yeah.
What the hell are they? These guys are trying to sell their products. What's wrong with them? And I remember putting you on a credit card, I think. It's a credit card, and I borrowed some money from my dad or whatever. So maybe 5-6 months down the road, I go to this event and I realize one thing in common, that all of the top earners, all of the people that are making the biggest amount of money, they are selling high ticket products. Yeah. They are selling products that give them big commissions. So when you make one of those sales, you're like, you know, you have that breathing space, and that space feels so damn good. I can relate to it even 3-4 years ago, because I remember when I had my first 10K and 20K sale, it was just like, damn, this thing works, you know. And it's
that's
just
the magic formula. That is it, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's having high converting products and high commission
products with high ticket model is for me the ultimate business opportunity. You know, even if I lost everything, I could start next month and I could join any sort of high ticket business model, and you know, I could do pretty well with it because I understand the psychology and the concept behind it. And so I came back from this event and I realized, damn, all of these guys are at the highest level. But there's one problem. I don't have any money to get to the highest level. And that was, okay, that was, that product was $20,000. There's three products. There was a $2,000 product, a $10,000 product, and a $20,000 product. But I just was so committed. I found the money. I found the resources. I begged, borrowed. I asked everyone around me. I just did whatever it took, and I bought the $20,000 freaking product. And, you know, and then obviously I learned how to market it and whatnot. And then I think it was November, December, 2 months, 3 months. By January, I had my first $40,000 month in sales. And for me, that just really pushed the barometer, the financial thermostat inside of me, saying, hey, you know what, this stuff is real, get with it, you know. And that wouldn't have come if I didn't put skin into the game. That wouldn't have come if I wasn't dead on committed. That wouldn't have come if I wasn't positioned for success. Now, you know, on this webinar, regardless of your age, background, race, you could literally click on the link below, get started with Empower Network, and within the next 30 to 60 minutes, have your own money-making blog that you can potentially make hundreds of dollars from, you know, for every single day or every single month, or, you know, up to thousands of dollars. And again, yeah, that's basically pretty much it.
Lovely. Thank you, Shakir. I hope that answers your question, Scott. Last question I have to ask, because I don't want to hold Shakir up too long. But Julia from UK, what is the difference? I've been in online marketing for 4 years. What is the difference between other products and Empower Network products?
There's a night and day difference. But so firstly, what differentiates Empower Network is, see, if you go into a typical product like a marketplace like ClickBank or Warrior Forum, right, you probably know what those are. You spend a bunch of money, and most of the time someone's trying to teach you how to make $20,000 a month, but that person isn't making $20,000 a month, right? Mm-hmm. With Empower Network, every single person that comes in and teaches, these are people that create real products that have got real value, that have actually done what they're teaching. So that's kind of why I've seen, like, the big difference between Empower Network and everything else is Empower Network's products are by far beyond, like, some of the best products in the marketplace, because it's done by real 6-7 figure earners, people that have actually made a ton of money and that are successful, rather than, you know, trying to sell it on Warrior Forum or on ClickBank. So that's kind of thing. And obviously, apart from the products, the compensation plan. I don't see any other product that allows you to make, you know, 100% commissions off of $25, $100, $500, $1,000, and $3,000 commissions, which is very powerful. I mean, this is how, if you want to make $10,000 a month, you just need to make 2-3 sales.
Exactly.
The highest level, if you want to make $100,000 a month, it's just making $3,000 a day, you know. And I've had actually a couple of $100,000 months with Empower Network, and, you know, it's not something that's impossible. So I'd never kind of, can the average person do it? I don't know, you know, it depends. If you're the kind of person that would sit on the couch and not do any work, then I don't think you can do it. But if you're someone who believes in yourself and you're persistent and you just don't give up, there's only one way to succeed, right?
That's wonderful. Thank you, Shakir. Thank you, Julia, for answering that question. I won't ask any more at the moment, but I wanted to tap into Shakir before I let him go, about engineering your divinity, which is our theme of today. And basically, Stephen Johnson has said that your thoughts and your intentions create the space around you, create your being, and that in favor gives you the experience back. What is your thoughts on that? I mean, how do you produce the right thoughts, the right intentions? What's your experience with that?
See, I learned early on that you're the average of the five people that you hang around with. I don't even know who said it. Maybe Robert Kiyosaki or maybe Napoleon Hill or, you know, some big guru or whatever. And I just invested a lot into myself, you know, mentally, emotionally. I just figured things out by reading books, attending seminars, investing in myself, traveling around the world, just stretching myself, doing those things that are uncomfortable, you know, doing the things that most people will never do, doing the things that I didn't even want to do. Sometimes I had to do it. Why? Because all success is just coming outside your comfort zone and becoming comfortable in the new place of uncomfort or discomfort, right? And, you know, how do I manifest things? You get to a stage in your life, and I'm very blessed and actually very humbled by this, is you realize that your entire world, everything around you, is only a reflection of what's within you. And when you know that, then you know that if you want to change something about yourself, you want to change something about your life, about your world, it's an internal game. You're going to fix up in here, you're going to fix up in here, you're going to do things from within. You know, how do I manifest things? I write goals. I have a vision board. You know, I want to buy an island in the next 3 years.
Yeah, that's your dream, right?
That's one of my little dreams, you know. And, you know, I have magazines all over the place, actually. Yeah, look, you know, private islands.
This is your reality, isn't it? This is your reality that you're creating.
So I create that reality by surrounding myself. My room is very messy, that's why I can just chuck things around. but it's key to understand the power of manifesting, you know, the law of how to attract things. And you got to learn to, and again, this is like a huge conversation, but you get, once your unconscious and your conscious mind is aligned, so what happens is sometimes you might want to say, hey, you know, I really want a Ferrari or something, okay, that's my dream car. And then your unconscious mind is telling you, oh, no, no, you can't do that. Oh, you're not worthy of having it, or you can never amount to X, Y, Z. And that usually comes down to a bunch of programming that's set by our friends, family, TV, media, and that kind of locks us in. And the challenge is to break out of that. And the fastest way I know how to break out of that is by aligning yourself with the people that you want to be like. That means you have to invest in yourself. You have to invest in business, in books, in courses, in seminars, in consulting, in whatever it is that you know. You know, find the best people. If you want to get to a level in your life, find the right people that are doing the things that you want to be doing, and go and hang out with them. Go and pay them for them to mentor you, and go and invest. And you'll see, the more that you start investing in yourself, the more that you start taking action, the more that it just comes together to celebrate your little successes. You know, every single day above ground for me is success, and I'm freaking alive. You know, that in itself is. You know, a miracle, being able to walk and talk and communicate and just do cool stuff. That's, for me, that's success. And so every single day I just build up on everything that I have. And even when I didn't have anything at all, I was still building. I still found things, reasons, explanations, processes on why I should be grateful, why I should operate from a place of abundance, why I should be focused on giving and sharing and helping and contributing and serving other people. And you know what? 4 years down the line, I still haven't stopped. This is what I do right now. I mean, and this is why I get to that next level faster than most people, because I've distinguished, you know, the ego and the selfishness and just being able to kind of give without want. And that's one of the biggest secrets to life in itself. When you can give fully without any expectation of
giving. And conditions,
You know, that's just kind of my thinking on manifesting and creating, and
Excellent. So. We've just literally touched on this, right, Shakir? We could go into this for hours. But all I can say is, thank you, Shakir. I mean, it's just absolutely amazing that you've come onto the show and shared some incredible knowledge. That's what it's all about, guys. As you can see, Shakir hasn't got no magic formula or anything like that. He hasn't got a magic wand that creates all these results. This is all down to his mindset and his approach in life. And that's what it's about, you know, that you just need to align yourself, follow Shakir's advice, get yourself around the right mentors. And here at Empower Network, guys, we've got extraordinary people here. You know, you get to, you know, learn from them and to share experiences and, you know, just kind of tune into the right people and just join us. And join us today. You know, it's never too late. The power is in your hands. Thank you again, Shakir, for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. It's been a blast.
And,
Yeah, I'll see you at one of my events next time.
Oh, absolutely. I'm there straight away. As soon as I get the alert, I'm like, register now, go to the event. It's booked ahead of time. So, but yeah, guys, thank you very much for tuning in. And it's awesome that you've come on. Take action, guys. It's, you know, time is very crucial. You know, you need to take action and take control of your life and create your reality. So click below, take action, and tune in again on Friday at 1 o'clock. This show is going to be repeating throughout the couple of days, so make sure if you can bring your audiences or your other friends to watch this as well. But have a wonderful day. Thank you very much. Bye bye.
Hey, it's Princess Fizz again. I hope you found this show extremely, extremely valuable. Do like and comment and leave a review for this show, and don't forget to subscribe and share with your friends, whoever it will benefit. Go to ihaveadreamshow.com/shows if you want to watch the video recording of this show, and leave a comment, write to me. I'd love to hear from my listeners about any suggestions, any takeaways that you had, any suggestions for improvements, and make sure that you sign up to the newsletter as well so you don't miss another episode and you get notified by email. I love you loads. Dream big, chase those dreams, make them a reality so I can bring you onto the I Have a Dream show and share your unique journey with the world.